Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want you to know how grateful I am that you have joined me and that you are partaking on this journey of getting to know yourself and learning to love yourself more. And today, I thought I would share with you some of the experiences I've been having with my QHHT sessions lately. QHHT is quantum healing hypnosis technique. It's Dolores Cannon's method of hypnosis. And I love it because I spend my days talking to people's higher selves. And that's really fun. And what's been coming through this week, like my last two sessions this week, have had very similar themes. And that theme is just being. Just being. And when we are just being, just living, just being ourselves, just living in every moment, that's literally what we came here to do. So many of us think we have a grandiose purpose. Like we need to do something huge and it's specific. But that grandiose purpose for many, many, many of us is really just being. Just being ourselves, just living our passions. My session today, I absolutely loved the advice that came through because one of her main objectives for having this session was to have a higher, or not higher, have a better understanding of her connection to her higher self and be able to hear it more clearly. And so her higher self said to her that she does hear them very clearly, and she hears them most clearly when she's doing what she loves, when she's in her passion. And for her, that meant when she's dancing, when she's singing, when she's painting, when she's creating, then there's no blockage. It just comes through very, very easily. And that makes sense because when you're doing those creative things, you're totally in a right brain state of mind. And that's where our intuition lies, on the right side of our brain. And we've talked about this before, but I'll say it again. Every single one of us is intuitive. We all have this guidance within us. And sometimes we just have a hard time listening to it. But with all of us, this guidance is very, very clear when we are following our passions, when we're just being the love that we are. And that's another theme that has come up in these sessions. And it always comes up. But that everything that we are comes from love. And we are all one. Everything is everything. There is nothing that exists on this world that isn't a part of us. Which really means that there is nothing that can exist outside of you. And another big point that's been coming up is this distraction that we humanly have to look outside of ourselves for the answers. And time again, the higher self tells people, he knows, she knows. She doesn't need to look outside of herself. The answers are right here. And when you get quiet and you ask, you get your answers. The session I had today, the woman has been listening to all of the alternative media, all of the conspiracy theories, all of the anything really that she can get her hands on. And she was told very clearly to stop distracting herself from all of that nuance because none of it matters. None of those details matter. What matters is that she is just being and living in the love that she knows that she is. And that's all that we all are. And the song has been coming to my mind ever since I finished this session today. Row, row, row your boat. Because a big part of her session was explaining to her how important it is to just flow in life, to just gently float down that river. And it's just like the song, right? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. And life, it really is a dream. Our real reality, our eternal reality, exists in the spirit world. We are just here having this experience. So in this experience, the best way to experience it is to be all of you. Everything that you are, be it, own it. Love it. You came here to do just that. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't try to hide it. It is you. Love every single ounce of it. Just being is our purpose here. And a little reminder, we have so much help. This world is quite difficult right now. And many of us are going through a lot of upheaval. And it's quite difficult going through the daily. So much old trauma is coming up. Depression, anxiety, stress for so many people. And when we are concerning ourselves and staying focused in all of the external details of what's going on outside of us, it's more stressful. It's harder to deal with. And so to be able to get quiet and go inside and just be with yourself, and no matter what that feels like, just be it. Because where you are right now is exactly where you are supposed to be. Your current, your stream is guiding you exactly in the right direction. And the more we sit back and we float and we allow it to guide us to where it's taking us, the easier and more peaceful and the more joyful life is. Because so much of our stress and anxiety and worry is about things that are outside of our control. They're outside of us. We can't control them, but we internalize it by thinking that we can do something about it when we really can't, because everyone, everything is on its own path. And it's important that we respect everyone's journey, to each his own, to each their own. Everyone is exactly where they are supposed to be.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Curable. Curable is an app that takes a different approach to helping people manage and alleviate their chronic pain. I know it's been hard to watch my own father, who I've always viewed as indestructible, become increasingly limited in his movements due to chronic knee pain and having to deal with the frustration of not knowing how to treat it effectively. Fortunately, modern neuroscience is illuminating more and more how chronic pain develops and worsens. Studies show that the brain and central nervous system play a much more significant role in chronic pain than we once thought, and by retraining the brain to process pain differently, we can reduce symptoms and gain more control. So, if you're struggling with chronic pain, the Curable app can help you get your life back by guiding you through science-backed techniques designed to help you overcome fear of movement, symptoms, and never getting better. It also offers strategies that can help retrain your brain's response to pain and, in many cases, reduce the intensity and frequency of symptoms. Curable offers both a free and paid version of the app. If you use our link to sign up and get started with the free version, you'll get 50% off if you ever decide to upgrade to a subscription. Just go to getcurable.com/positivehead to set up your free account. That's spelled GETCURABLE.com/positivehead.
And I think a really important reminder, another thing that came up in sessions this week, is asking for help. There's so much help out there. And if we don't ask for it, we don't receive it. We have angels and guides and all sorts of beings who are here to help us. And they really are just ourselves in a higher dimensional aspect. It's all us helping each other home, walking each other along the path. And in order to adhere to the laws of free will, to not interfere with anyone's path, it's very important that they are asked. They can't help unless they are asked. And so we have to remember that when we need help, we just ask. We just put out that call. And it is so simple. I'm constantly being told by the higher self how simple everything really is and how easy it really is and how complicated we humans like to make it. It's very simple. It's very simple to ask for help. You just ask. And it's very simple to just be. You don't need to do anything to just be. And when you're just being, add in a recognition that you are one with everything. And when you are being in your joy and in your passion and recognizing your oneness with all there is, you are then sharing it with everyone, with the all, because you become one with everything, knowing that you are one with it. And in that knowing, in that recognition, you spread that energy to everyone. And that is what so many of us are here doing right now. Just being that love. And I'm reminding you all of this because so many of us, again, think that we have to be doing something more. That there must be something more. That there is a bigger purpose. That's our human mind talking to us. If we are all just energy, then what is the biggest purpose we could possibly serve but maintaining our own energy by staying focused in our heart center, knowing that we are love? That's a huge job. And that energy that you are, that's your drop in this stream of life that we all are. And so when you think about what you're contributing to this stream, think about how important it is for you to just be who you are. No apologies. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks about it. It's important that we all, especially now, are speaking our minds. Respectfully, of course. This is my opinion. Take it or leave it. And being respectful of others. Allowing each other to speak our mind. Allowing each other to just be who we are. There's so much love there. And it's so beautiful when we don't have those blockages of shame, humiliation, judgment, guilt, whatever they may be. It's time to let all of that go. There's no reason to carry it anymore. Let it go. Let it float down the river and do its own thing. It can just wash right off you. You can make that intention in your mind every single day to just let it wash off. Because you don't need it. And it is that simple. You just decide. The power that we have in our minds is so incredibly immense. And we just forget. When we remember who we are, we remember that we are love. And that's it. And we are part of the everything. And everything is all that we are. We also remember how powerful we are and how we can do and be anything we want. We have infinite potential at our fingertips. It's surrounding us. It is us. We just need to know it and accept it. Realize that we are it. And that's how we manifest. That's what this woman was told today in her session. When you realize that you are that, then it is. It's that simple. And so we are all little magicians. We make magic every day with our thoughts, with our mind. We are that powerful. So let's remember to check in with ourselves, see where our thoughts are, ask ourselves if those thoughts are centered on love, and if we're reminding ourselves of the oneness and the love that we all are. It's an important reminder. There is nothing that you are, but everything, and that everything is love. So this is my little reminder for everyone today that you have constant access to all the answers. They are all within you. And when we can not distract ourselves with all of the external affairs and not pay attention to them anymore and just pay attention to ourselves and who we are and what we are being, and what our heart wants, then we will find ourselves merrily floating down this river of life, very gently going with the flow. It's nice and easy. We just need to get out of our own way sometimes. Just be. I love you all so, 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 so much. I'm going to leave you with a song for today. This is Satsang. Breathe. Until next time. I love you all.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style mystic manner immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.
All the days that come, I said, I'm sorry I was busy. It's about time that you miss me. Cause I woke up in a haze. I wasted all my days trying, I was played. I need to figure out how to save that. Well, this place has got no, well, and there is no hidden gold. It was all a lie that they told. Were they at the right mind to give it away? They complicate the system in ridiculous ways. Then they sold off all the things that we love. And now there's a water crisis we're going through. To match the earth crisis, guess they come in twos. But now instead of help, they all just run. No, we could all do better, but we don't. Say we wanna change when we know that we won't. Reciprocate complacency and move it away. Redundant in our apathy, it's slipping away like a moth into a flame. We are lost in our ways, just a sloth in a game meant for a cheetah. If we could just breathe, we could just. Everything we do is a test, so I stay focused on my pillars, keep aiming to be the best. Because the days that we spend, at least the time we love, we'll be judged on how we survive when we die. So I play my game with fortitude and movement. Stay praying, saying thanks for everything I do, and knowing that the blueprint will always be my true friend. If I stay focused, I could make up what I lose quick. I give more, talk less, give more, shop less. This is just a plan, I will show no progress. I pray to the one for guidance, knowing it will come. When I'm silent, my mind is like an animal that ain't eating weeks. I'm just scavenging and managing to bleed out what I think onto the paper. For you, it's what I'm going through. I snap, could I just have a second so I could just breathe? We could just. Existence is persistence. Step one in forming any form of a resistance. The center we enter, own another renter of the shell embodies all the messages. A lecture to embody movements, one that we can move with. The breath is all that's left. If we don't use it, then it's useless. The truth is the light. Time to shake the dust and to fight. And everything inside breath resides.